This is JIS News. Coming up, Water Minister commissions catchment tank in South St. Elizabeth. Government to partner with IDB to build abattoirs. And UK diaspora donates thermometers for Ebola preparedness. The news in detail after the break.
To observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a candlelight vigil and concert at Emancipation Park, Wednesday, November 19 at 6 p.m., featuring Kevin Downswell, Amari, Rondell Positive, Dwayne Stevenson, Carlene Davis, Nikisha Barnes, and more. Come one, come all, and share the love with our children. Admission free. Reach my
destiny. Now the news. The refurbished Portsea catchment tank in South St. Elizabeth was recently commissioned into service by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill. The 270,000-gallon capacity catchment tank, repaired at a cost of $5.3 million, will serve some 1,500 residents of Portsea and surrounding communities. Rehabilitation works on the tank involved extensive repairs to the concrete catchment area, laying of 800 meters of pipeline, and concrete covering of the tank. The project was funded by the Rural Water Supply Limited. Addressing residents, Minister Pickersgill reiterated that all citizens, households, must return to rainwater harvesting to ensure the country's water security in the face of increasing drought conditions.
I therefore welcome the rehabilitation of this rainwater harvesting tank as an important addition to the climate change adaptation initiatives. This tank in Portsea is one of 33 tanks that have been identified for rehabilitation in southern St. Elizabeth as my ministry moves to alleviate the water woes being experienced by the residents and farmers in this parish.
Minister Pickersgill says 16 tanks have so far been rehabilitated at a cost of $20.7 million. The government is seeking to partner with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, towards the construction of certified abattoirs. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says this is one of several measures being undertaken to enhance and safeguard the quality of locally produced foods. The abattoirs will provide appropriate health and safety conditions under which the butchering of animals must occur.
It is also our intention to facilitate, through public-private partnership, the construction and operations of duly certified abattoirs in Jamaica. We have done the necessary studies and we are now in dialogue with the IDB to assist us in this framework as well as to deal with the funding for it.
Mr. Kellyer says the Agriculture Ministry is working with the Ministries of Health and Local Government and Community Development to rationalize the pre- and post-mortem activities involved in the butchering of animals. The minister was speaking at the annual Minard Livestock and Beef Festival at Minard Farm Estate, Brownstown, St. Anne, last Thursday. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell has reiterated that Russian aluminium company UC Rusal has been given until December 31 to reopen the Allpart plant or their mining rights will be revoked. Mr. Paulwell was speaking at a recent entrepreneurship seminar in Mandeville.
I met with UC Rusal, the company that is involved in Allpart, and I reminded them that the 31st of December is fast approaching because we do have significant resources tied up in those licenses. And I'm very confident that now that the industry is emerging out of recession, that those reserves are quite valuable and others would wish to utilize them.
Minister Paulwell had earlier announced on July 8 that a formal notice had been issued to UC Rusal to resume mining operations within 6 months. And Jamaicans in the United Kingdom, the UK, have donated 10 forage thermometers valued at nearly $125,000 to assist with the country's Ebola preparedness. The thermometers were funded by the Association of Jamaicans UK Trust, which comprises individuals and organizations that support healthcare in Jamaica and were sourced by International Healthcare Group UK. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott was recently presented with the items during a brief ceremony at the Jamaican High Commission in London. Minister Arscott, who was in London for a meeting of the Commonwealth Local Government Forum, thanked the diaspora groups for the donation. Meanwhile, coordinator of International Healthcare Group UK, Celia Grandison-Markey, says the organizations and individuals recognize the work being done in Jamaica and wanted to help. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.